Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Outdoor Adventures. Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Jennifer, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. We challenge you to get outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
We inspire you to get healthy. And we encourage you in your spiritual life.
Right on. That inspiring to get healthy. I don't know. We were kind of talking about eating ice cream earlier, so we might have to retract that just a little bit. But so Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight in the studio, we have with us Jason Young.
That's right. Jason is the program manager for Siskiyou Economic Development, and we'll be talking about some of the wonderful outdoor adventures you can enjoy in Siskiyou County.
Yeah, and Jason also has some firsthand knowledge about Mount Shasta Ski Park. Maybe we can get some of that information out of him also. So, Jennifer, what have you been doing? Have you been getting outdoors at all?
I have. Let me start with that ice cream comment, though. The ice cream I was talking about is exceptionally healthy.
Oh.
Moving on from that. No sugar, nothing fun in it. But anyways, I have some incredible news about how I've been getting outside. I have a beautiful new puppy.
Oh.
He is absolutely gorgeous. He's a golden retriever, and right now I just call him Peppers, but he is so cute, and every single night we take a walk, and he's getting me outside, so it's more than just treadmill time. Dogs can't be on the treadmill with you, and he didn't really like the elliptical, so I'm joking. So we go for a walk every single night, and it's been amazing.
Nice. Oh, that is great. So you haven't given him a name yet.
Well, I really want to. I call him Pupper's Roo because I'm trying to change his name to Ruger, because that sounds like a real rough puppy name, right?
Well, he likes to get outdoors.
That's right.
He's fun to be with. He's cute. Maybe you should name him Timmy.
In case I fall in a well. So he did eat my shoes. So outdoors, he's kind of like a hurricane or something wild like that. So
yeah. How old is he?
16 weeks.
Gonna go through that fun puppy stage.
My shoes taste amazing.
Yes. The best toys in the house are usually the shoes and the slippers and all of those things. I'm so thankful that I've gotten through that whole puppy stage with Calamity Jane, my dog.
Aww.
And she's part golden doodle and part labradoodle, so she's what they call a double doodle. But she is my hiking companion. She loves outdoors and loves to chase after things. But she never catches anything. You would think with as much as she chases, eventually she'd catch something, but not yet. And I'm not sure she'll know what to do if she ever does catch something.
Maybe she just enjoys the ride. Maybe it's like a treadmill experience.
Yeah.
You never get anywhere, but I'm having fun.
Right. And, my only outdoor activity this past week was I took a hike to Chamise Peak. Have you ever hiked that hike?
Ooh, tell me more about
that. Yeah, so that one, it's about a 5-mile round trip, but it is an up and back hike, and it's off of Lake Boulevard on Flanagan Road, and I highly recommend it if you love hiking, and if you've never done that, it's a great short hike. It is uphill because you're going to Chamise Peak, and it's uphill all the way, but once you get to the top, you have a view of Lake Shasta and Shasta Dam and, of course, Mount Shasta. You have the view of Shasta Bali and then to the east, Mount Lassen. Although on a day like today, we're getting a little haze. There's some smoke around in the area, some fires that are burning. And some of that smoke, I know, has been infiltrating like the Weaverville area, Trinity County. They've actually have canceled some events that were going to be held up there this weekend. So if you were planning on going to those events, listener, just double check and make sure yours is still happening. And then there's a little bit of smoke coming down through Siskiyou County, and we'll maybe talk about that a little bit more with our guest Jason in a bit. But anyway, yeah, that's the only thing. I've been helping my mom with an estate sale for a house that she had some tenants, and they left some stuff, and so we're selling the stuff off.
That yeah, like I said, I just did one little thing this week. You did a lot. You did a lot, Tim.
Right. Hey, on the board tonight, we have Ty Chapman. Ty, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How you guys been?
Oh, we've been doing great. Been kind of missing you a little bit, but it's nice to have you back as our producer tonight, helping to make us sound good and queuing up all of the music. Of course, queuing up the music isn't like it was when I first started in radio. It really meant that you had to put the record on the record player, and then you played it forward, you stopped it, and then you kind of slid it back, and you know, so that it would start.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah.
Let's
well, I think they should. You know, old fashioned radio. But who would know, really?
We'd enjoy.
Hey, Jennifer, if people want to get a hold of us, how can they do that if they
people
want to find out
should.
More?
Absolutely get a hold of us. itdoesmysoulwell.com. That's where you can see some videos and recordings of this program,
yes.
A blog by Tim, and so much more. And you can also find us on Facebook.
All right. And, hey, if you tonight would like to call in with a question.
Call me.
Yes. What is that phone
530-605-4567. Call.
Give it to us one more time.
Oh, okay.
Because Grandpa just ran to get his pen. He's coming back.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Have your pens and your paper. I'm going to give you my number again. This is more fun than giving out my actual number. I'm really enjoying this. 530-605-4567.
All right. So if you have a question, you can ask that live on the air.
You guys.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So, Jennifer, this is your first night as my official new co-host. And so I'm really excited to have you here. You have been a wonderful guest. And now we've got you sort of on the other side of the microphone where you're going to be asking the questions and all of that. And
the best.
Yeah. And I figured you'd probably bring a whole new fan base to the program.
I'm telling you, if people don't call or something, I'm going to be like, wait, why do they hate me? What's going on? Diane got calls all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's so glad to have you here. But just so our audience sort of gets reminded a little bit about you. I mean, you live out in a rural area in Happy Valley. You grew up there, and you're an outdoors person, right?
Absolutely. And I love to, like, have gardens, and I love to be outside with my dog now. Ooh, did I mention my dog? Just a couple of times so far. I love to walk around and walk up and down out there. I live in an area where there's, like, canyons, and there's lots of seasonal creeks and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, absolutely. It's been with me my whole life.
Right. Yeah, like you, I love to be outdoors and take every opportunity that I can. Well, we're going to be taking a break here in just a moment. But before we do, Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators is appropriately named because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva. You know those people, don't you?
I love them.
Aren't they awesome?
They're so fun.
Yeah, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. So no matter what your need, you can call them, and they will give you a zero-obligation-free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822. 2822. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jason Young, and we're going to be learning about some outdoor adventure opportunities in Siskiyou County.
Cannot wait.
This is going to be fun. We'll be back.
I can't.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
On the tin roof, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And tonight, we're really excited to be able to talk with our guests. But if people want to call, if they've got a question, what is the phone number?
If you have a question, please call 530-605-4567.
All right. Well, tonight we're really excited to talk about the county just north of us, which is filled with all kinds of opportunities to get outdoors and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain climbing, golfing, boating, just an endless list of beautiful country to explore. To tell us about it, we have the program director of Siskiyou Economic Development and very heavily involved in Discover Siskiyou and a longtime resident of Siskiyou County. He's in the studio with us tonight, Jason Young. Welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, Jason, we want to get to know you a little bit and who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're single, you're married, you got grandkids, how many dogs, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay. All right. I originally grew up in Siskiyou County, graduated high school there, then ran away to the military for a while, came back, married. I've got two kids, so I've got one dog. Actually, in the military, I was a canine handler.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
I've got one pup, one cat, two kids.
All right. And so, you live, obviously, in Siskiyou County. You were telling us before the program, a little north of Weed, sort of in the Lake Shastina area.
Yeah, so a little
area.
Bedroom community called Lake Shastina, so it's just a little bit northwest of Weed.
Sure. Yeah. Beautiful area in there. Absolutely. So, so you're with Siskiyou Economic Development, and we want to talk a little bit about that. So what exactly is Siskiyou Economic Development?
So Siskiyou Economic Development was established in 1985, and it's a nonprofit organization, and our entire goal is to build, diversify the economy of Siskiyou County. And then we have a number of programs that we house underneath that.
Okay.
One of them is Discover Siskiyou, which is a direct marketing organization or marketing for the hotels to draw people to stay in Siskiyou County at the hotels. So that's the main mission of Discover Siskiyou. And then we have several other programs. We have small business advising, agriculture programs, climate mitigation. So there are a number of things housed under that.
Sure. Now, I first heard about you. My wife and I were at the Dunsmuir Railroad Days, and, you know, they have the vendors and so forth. And there was a booth there with some young ladies that were promoting, I think, Discover Siskiyou.
Yeah, those were our new brand ambassadors this year. So
right.
We had them out at all our events to promote Discover Siskiyou and promote what we do and all
nice.
In our mission.
Yep, and they were great to promote because that's what they were doing and very friendly and excited to talk about it. Now, are they just volunteers, interns, or... what's their role?
They're college students
okay. And
one high school student. And so they went back to college this summer or, you know, this fall. And then
right.
they should be back with us maybe this summer. If not, we'll find some new ones and
right.
move forward. So, yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. So what exactly is your role with Siskiyou Economic Development?
So I hold two primary roles. My first one is business development. So that's working with private public enterprises to help build businesses in Siskiyou. And that's working with small enterprises, larger enterprises. And then I'm also the stakeholder communications person for Discover Siskiyou. So
okay.
a lot of communication with our whole hotel owners and things like that to make sure we're meeting the mission that they're looking for.
Okay. And just give us a little idea, you know, how many people are working for Siskiyou Economic Development?
So Siskiyou Economic Development, we've been growing recently, so over the last 2 years. So I think I want to say on staff right now we have about 14.
Wow.
So
yeah, pretty good size organization.
Yeah, various
then.
Roles that do
right.
different things. So, and then in Discover Siskiyou currently, we have three.
Okay, so you have three just designated for Discover
mm-hmm.
Siskiyou.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So part of your role then is to help just with the current local businesses. Do you do anything to try to recruit new business to the area?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we mm-hmm. do business attraction. We work with the cities on that kind of thing. So we're doing something with Dunsmuir right now. We're doing something with Wairika to help try to bring businesses in. But we try to do that through the whole county.
Right. So let's say you're somewhere else in the United States of America. You tell people you're from California. Whenever I do that, people think L.A.
So you're from L.A.
Yeah. Oh, the traffic is terrible there, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, no, I'm in Northern California. Ah, San Francisco, right? No.
North. Sacramento, then?
But you're really in the far north end of California, the last county before you get to the Oregon state border. And so how would you describe Siskiyou County and the people that live there?
You know, it's funny. My wife actually is from Michigan. So when I first told her I was from California, she was thinking beaches and palm trees
Hollywood.
And things like that. So finally she came up to where we were at. You know, I mean, it's California's true north, right? Like we're rural. We live up in the mountains. We live the mountain life and hardworking human beings and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Wide open spaces is the first thing that I always think of when I think of Siskiyou County mountains.
Right.
And it's hard to explain what Mount Shasta is when you see a 14,000-foot mountain that just comes out of nowhere. You know,
right.
a lot of times they're built into mountain ranges and things, but that when you just kind of creep up out of the canyon from Redding or you're coming down from Medford and you just see that monster
yeah.
of a mountain.
Yeah, it's spectacular. I know of people who saw it for the first time, and everybody is just in awe of Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of interesting when I was just doing a little bit of research. I discovered that Siskiyou County is, as far as, you know, the area of the county, it's like the fifth largest in the state.
And one of the most least populated.
And least populated.
So, yeah.
Exactly what I was. So a lot of land per capita.
Yes, there. For sure.
And so do you know what the total population is of Siskiyou County?
If I remember correctly off the top of my head,
55,000, right. So well under 100,000
yes.
people
yeah.
in all of the county. And so there's a lot of, outdoor spaces to explore there, I would say. And so, when people do move to Siskiyou County from other areas, what's the biggest draw?
I think it's the rural life. I mean, especially after some of the things that we've seen with COVID and in the bigger cities, it's a slower, like it's a little more slowed down. You
mm-hmm.
you don't have to sit in traffic and do the traffic thing. And you have that capability of going outdoors and recreating on a daily basis. So I think those are two big draws. I mean, let's be honest, the cost of living is much lower than a lot of other places in California. So
yes.
that's another draw to it.
Yes.
And, you know, it's up and coming. It's right on the I-5 corridor. I think that's one thing that is not stated sometimes is the fact
right.
that it's easy in, easy out to get to many different places.
Right, right. To just get out into a very beautiful place there in Siskiyou County. which I guess now is Dunsmuir is part of Siskiyou County, and then it goes all the way up past Yreka.
And that's right. Just on the I-5 corridor. You know, we also then push out towards where Happy Camp is, Aetna is on the west side, and then all the way out to Tule Lake, Doris on the east side, right up on the Oregon border there by Klamath Falls.
Sure. And we can't forget about McLeod.
No, McLeod's great. And the McLeod Falls.
Right, right. And so now we do want to mention, and in my telephone conversations with you, and I know Jennifer's really interested in this Mount Shasta Ski Park connection. Do you go skiing, Jennifer? Or?
No, but I would love to. One of my best friends was in the Junior Olympics, and she was a snowboarder. And so she's around all the time just rubbing it in my face. She's like, you know, I was in the Junior Olympics. I'm an ice skater. I love ice skating. And when he mentioned what's the biggest draw, I thought for sure he was going to say
Mount Shasta.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
So tell us a little bit about your connection there.
So my family actually built Mount Shasta Ski Park in 1985 and owned and operated it for roughly 32 years. We just sold it in 2018. So up there I was the marketing manager originally, and then I was the base operations manager, and then became the general manager.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a privately owned ski resort and one of the only privately owned ski resorts in the nation. So the land actually is all privately owned versus Forest Service and things like that.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. And it's a beautiful park, and it's not just wintertime activities there, right?
Yeah, they've had summer activities. They've changed some of their programs and things like that. So they do offer, I think, some mountain biking and, you know, weddings and things like that. But yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I went to a brew fest there one time.
We started the Brewfest, and then that's actually the Brewfest that's now in Dunsmuir. We moved it down to Dunsmuir for a number of reasons. But, yeah, so if you actually attend the Dunsmuir Brewfest, that was originally the one that you used to.
Oh, okay, so that's the one that was at Mount Shasta Ski Park, but now it is in Dunsmuir.
He said weddings. I did see an ad. Was that Valentine's Day where they were offering free weddings if you climb Mount Shasta, if you made it to the top, that they would marry you for free?
I didn't see that one, but I don't know.
It is screenshot, Jason. I'm going to find this because I saw that. I'm going to find this.
Oh, Fanny, we could have just climbed Mount Shasta. Instead, I had to fly all the way back to Arkansas. It might have been easier.
I did. I totally saw there was something to do with Mount Shasta and getting married. And I was like, what is this?
Right. That's very interesting.
Something to do with love. It's some holiday. Now I'm thinking it must have been Valentine's Day.
I just looked it up. It is Valentine's Day.
What does that have to say about that, Ty?
Yeah.
And so far it just says you had to do it between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on February 14th. So I think they're going to do this again next year.
Oh.
Thank you for fact-checking me.
Okay, I've
got
to understand this. Do they have to climb to the top of Mount Shasta and get married up there, or do they just have to climb and come back and get married?
It says here that they can, between 10 and 2, that they'll be performing weddings, first come, first serve, on that day.
Interesting.
So if you get there, and they are going to redo this next year.
Hold my veil. Here we go. We're going to go watch some weddings.
Yeah, and let's hope that they get along on the way back down the mountain. You know, that would be quite
cool.
The trek. Well, Jason, we've been talking a little bit, and I think that's where he was looking at was the website. And we want to talk. We really want to delve into some of the outdoor recreation opportunities in Siskiyou County because they are numerous all over. And so what is that website?
DiscoverSiskiyou.com.
Okay, and people go there, what are they going to find?
Well, they're going to find all sorts of things, and actually we have a new thing coming online in October, which I'll discuss in a second, but you can find everything from activities to do indoors, outdoors, in towns, out of towns, restaurants, hotels, places to stay, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And then in October we're launching a integrated booking engine, which allows people to book right through our website.
Oh.
And then as we build that out, you can then also then add in packages and things like that. So as we build this thing out, as we work with some of the businesses, you could book your hotel, get your ski lift ticket, and then, you know, get a gift card for a restaurant kind of thing.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So
yeah, that's great. So that's something that that's in the works then.
Yeah, it'll be coming out hopefully beginning of October is our plan. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit before we go to a break here. When did this website first start? How did it get going?
So the way it got started was about, we're 7 years in, so probably a few years before that, TOT, which is collected through the hotels, doesn't always go back to the hotels. So California and several other states created a thing called a T-bid. I won't get too much into it, but basically it allows the hotels to collect a 2% or an assessment on their room.
Right.
In Siskiyou, it's 2%, and then that money goes to directly marketing the hotel, or directly marketing the county to get people to stay at the hotel's heads and beds. And that's all the money can be used for. So it was started, we got it approved through the county, and we're on year 7.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So,
and so I'm sure that's very instrumental in getting people to stop or even just go and visit Mount Shasta.
Yeah, and another thing that it did, it was it allowed us to pool our resources as a county with all these different with the different jurisdictions, the different hotels, the different businesses. It allows us to pool our money and create a bigger package that we can put out there to draw people to Siskiyou.
Nice. Well, listen, we got to take a break. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more with Jason Young. I want to know about some of the more popular places in Siskiyou County.
We want to know everything, Jason.
We were young and strong. We were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Jim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And tonight we've been talking with Jason Young, who is the program director of Siskiyou Economic Development, and also very much involved in Discover Siskiyou .com. I'll just go ahead and put the .com on there because that is an amazing website that, Jennifer, you had some time to take a look at that, right?
Absolutely. I wanted to know who we were talking to. And so I was like, well, I'm going to learn everything I can. And I went all around that website, probably to things that, you know, like
right.
meet the staff and look at these pictures of trees and like things like that. It was really interesting. So there's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah,
a lot
very
there.
Well put together. I'm not sure exactly who's put that site together, but they've done an excellent job. I felt like it was easy to navigate, easy to learn more about Siskiyou County and
yeah.
places to visit.
We used a company out of Sacramento. It was one of our first things that we did right when we started the Discover Siskiyou.
Right. And so, you know, when people go to Siskiyou County, what are some of the more popular places to visit?
Oh, popular places to visit, of course, include, you know, Mount Shasta, of course, the mountain, mm-hmm. Bunny Flats, Castle Lake, hike up to Heart Lake, the Pacific Crest Trail goes through large portions of it, including Etna, Fort Jones.
Right.
Then you have, out by Tule Lake, you have the lava beds. So out by Doris Tule Lake, you have the Lava Beds National Monument.
Oh, yeah. Is
the popular
that
place.
Is that in Siskiyou?
Yeah, so
County?
Part of it's in Siskiyou and then the other part's
in
Modoc.
Modoc.
So yes, yeah. but yes, the entrance on the one side is in Siskiyou, so you
wow.
have that. You have McLeod Falls, of course, several little
beautiful,
places
beautiful.
Down in Dunsmuir. Dunsmuir is one of the premier fly fishing areas in the entire United States, so
yes.
That's a popular destination. So
yes, yes. And gosh, most of those places, you know, we've talked about, or I've actually have visited a lot of those places. You know, Lake Siskiyou, a great place to go. For camping, as well as the McLeod Falls area. What are some other more popular, like if somebody wanted to go camping in Siskiyou?
You have Kangaroo Lake, which is up over,
our campers go there. That is beautiful. It is so beautiful, but there are snakes at the water, right?
Maybe. But, you know, that's all part of
the thing. I didn't see any. I just heard that.
Well, the other one is the Castle Craig. So it sits right there, right below Dunsmuir as well.
Right.
So that's another popular
location. Oh, yes. 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 And one of the things that I've been wanting to do is take that little hike from Castle Lake up to Heart Lake. I have never done that.
Oh, it's a great hike.
Yeah. And Castle Lake, beautiful lake. First time I went out there, I went with some people that were actually ice skating in the wintertime.
That should be me. That should be me. That sounds like fun.
But when we were out there, I wasn't ice skating. I was just like walking and I could hear cracking sounds.
No.
And so from what I understood, what we were told, I don't know if this is true or not, maybe somebody can verify this, but it actually meant that there was more freezing going on, not cracking and falling
through.
That's
what they tell you when mm-hmm. you're on cracking ice.
Yeah, and then splash, right?
Yeah, exactly. Jason, do you do ice skating? Anything with ice skating?
No.
So you don't know if that
ice skating's not my thing.
Yeah.
Well, is it because of the cracking ice?
No.
I get it.
I broke my tailbone like the first time I did it, and I was like, that's it.
So,
no, skis. I'm a skier. So.
A skier.
Yeah.
Right
on.
And so, those are some of the more popular places, but how about some hidden gems in the area?
Nice try.
Come on, Jason.
That, yeah. The only way you get to find the hidden gems is you have to move up there and become a Siskiyou County
right.
Individual.
Yeah.
You got to move up there and become one of the teams. And then
right.
maybe we can show you some of those gems. But,
yeah, I, you know, it was interesting when I met the young ladies that were, you know, manning the booth there in Dunsmuir last spring. During the Dunsmuir Railroad days, they said almost the same thing. But they did it like a teaser. They said, oh, yeah, we tell you all about the popular areas in Siskiyou County, but there's also some secret places that we can't talk about.
When you're one of us.
Yeah. And it was like such a teaser. It was like the carrot hanging out before
the
horse.
Carrot.
You know?
That's
I mean,
it.
It's
exactly.
also that balance that we try to drive between the locals that live in Siskiyou and tourism. I mean, tourism
right.
is a large portion of
Definitely.
Siskiyou. I mean, we bring in $130 million a year easily to the county just through tourism alone. And so, you know, that's a big part of that economy and jobs and all those other things. But at the same time, we're trying to keep it Siskiyou as it always has been.
Sure.
Because his answer came from a place of love. Like,
oh,
he
yeah.
loves his locals.
Love
what a good
for the
guy.
Locals. Hey, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I really don't think there's anything wrong with that. But so one of the things that it's on the bucket list of a lot of people, including mine, and that's climbing Mount Shasta. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that can at times be a dangerous feat, right?
No, and my first answer always is if you're looking at climbing Mount Shasta, the first thing that you want to do is talk to the mountain guides that climb that do Mount Shasta. So there's two mountain guiding services in Mount Shasta that are very good at what they do, and then you can also touch base with Fish Season for the equipment and gear and rentals, and they will set you up and get you up the mountain. That would be, if you're going up the mountain, that's the way to do it.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I've always felt. Gosh, if somebody's going to do that, they need to go with a guide, somebody who really knows what they're doing and how to do it, because, you know, unfortunately, we've heard some not-so-good stories about people that attempted to do it.
No, you're at 14,000 feet on a mountain with no trees.
So, right.
And on a volcano with, you know, loose rock, depending when you're going, or avalanches and snow and all those kinds of things.
Right. So there's
no mountain guide.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when people come to Siskiyou County, what surprises them the most?
Ooh, good question. You know, because I never really think about what surprises them the most. I mean, I think the beauty and that kind of thing is just automatic, you know, when you come. And maybe I would say how big it is and how vast it is. You know,
right.
It's not just this little area, and how diverse it is. If I take you out to Happy Camp, if I take you out to Edna Fort Jones, and I take you clear across to the east side to Tule Lake, those are two completely different terrains and weather and types of towns and things like that, and then you bring them down to Dunsmuir. So I would say probably that is the biggest piece of it, is how big it is.
Right, right. And like you said, very diverse too. I mean, you get some areas it's very thick forest, and some areas it's almost looks like
desert.
High desert.
You know, you get out by where the lava beds are, and that's just flat. And
right.
The mountain has no
lava
trees.
Lava rock and no trees, and, you know, so.
Right, right. And so, you know, I know that Siskiyou County has a lot of different annual events. I've been to some of them. What are some of the annual events that take place in Siskiyou County?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I've been going through all our events lately. So, I mean, you know, it kicks off. McLeod, I have to give a shout-out to McLeod. For a town its size and how big it is, they put on some really excellent events that draw a lot of human beings.
Yes.
And they're
really fun.
They do a mushroom festival that's
awesome.
They do an apple harvest, lumberjack festival. Weed puts on the Carnivali. Mount Shasta had over 30,000 visits just this last year. It's one of the largest fun runs in the U.S. Etna just dropped the Trails In Music Festival, where they brought in a whole bunch of bands for Friday. It went from Friday night to Saturday.
Nice.
So, I mean, the best thing you can do, honestly, is go on our website, of course, discoversiskiyou.com, and look up the event list, because we have events that kick off and run from spring all the way through the year.
Yeah.
I did look at that. When I was on there, I was looking. I was like, ooh, what's next?
Yes.
There's a really good event.
You know, even Wairika has, they have Night of Lights, which is a really fun event. Mount Shasta does something similar where they do a Christmas tree lighting.
Oh,
and then
that's so
this
cool.
Yeah, Gold Rush Day is also in Wairika, which is a two-day event that they do downtown.
Nice. Have you ever been to the Mushroom Festival, Jennifer?
I have never been. Everybody goes.
Great. The first year I went, we were talking about ice cream earlier.
Yes.
They served mushroom
ice
cream.
No, that crosses a line.
I know. It seems like, what?
Mushroom everything. Mushroom everything.
I love mushrooms.
But you know what? It was really good. You have to think of like maybe a walnut or pecan type of, a nut type of ice cream. That's kind of what it tasted like. It was really good.
Umami in the mushrooms, right?
There's what?
Umami. That's the flavor, right? In the mushrooms? Jason says yes. Thank you for fact checking.
I don't know what umami is. What is that?
It's the flavor. Like, how do you say it, Jason? Help.
Umami. It's that flavor. It's that thing that you can't explain.
I am saying it right.
Okay. Well, I like the flavor. Okay. I thought it was just mushroom flavor.
Yeah. Well, it's called umami.
You're getting all fancy on me here.
I'm also a chef. No,
man,
not really.
I might have to step aside and be your co-host here. Hey, listen, we've got to take another break. And before we do, I want to mention our other sponsor, which is Caliber Office Furniture. Shasta Outdoors would just like to thank them. If you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories. And it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's caliberoffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some outdoor adventures in Siskiyou County with our guest, Jason Young. We'll be back after these messages. And the lights go down, and there's not another living soul around. You woo me until the sun comes up, and you say that you love me. A pretty baby, just when I thought it was over. And now you've got me running, running.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Baby, won't you take a little ride with me? Have a look around, see what we can see. I got the paddle, I got the boat. Come on, baby, I know she'll float. But go rolling on the river of love.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And we're just here rolling on the river of love. Oh, what do you think, Fanny? My dear wife is in the studio. We need to get those kayaks out there again, right? Yeah, I wonder what the weather's going to be like this weekend. Ty, you got a weather report for us?
Sure, dude. Do you remember what it was last time I was in here? Remember how hot it was?
I think we were going to get up to 114 or something like that.
It was 114, but this weekend's going to be a little cooler. 99 today, 70 for a low. Tomorrow, 103, 72 for a low. Sunday, 93 for a high, 74 for a low. And Monday, one extra day, 83 and raining, 66 for a low.
Oh, some rain.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, settle that dust out there on the trails. I like going out right after it rains because the air just seems so fresh and
it's clean.
Yeah, just that nice fresh oxygen, and so that is lots of fun. Well, we've been talking with Jason Young, longtime resident of Siskiyou County, and I'm assuming that you get outdoors once in a while. Is that true, Jason?
No, not at all.
You're just stuck in the office
in
there.
The office.
Oh, no, are you kidding? No, that's part of the job, right?
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite things to do?
Well, skiing, of course. I think that's just a given, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes. Skiing, mountain biking, photography, kayaking. I don't know, anything I can do outdoors. Hiking.
Right.
Take the dog out for good hikes and things like that.
So. Sure, sure.
Do you do action shots with your photography of all those activities?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so actually I do photography for Discover Siskiyou. So I do a lot of the photography that we use.
You made the pictures on the website?
Some of them,
even
yes.
Better. Doesn't that elevate the website altogether? Like,
yeah,
you
now
made
everybody
it.
Has to go there now.
You have to look. The website's beautiful, you guys. Gotta look.
Yeah, you know, that is actually a topic one of these days I'd like us, Jennifer, to cover, because there's an art in and of itself for outdoor photography. You know,
absolutely.
To be able to capture something outdoors. I try, but I'm not that great at it, you know. But there are people probably like yourself, obviously, shots there on the website. And so maybe I'll have you come back and we'll talk more about that in particular. And so do you snowboard or just ski?
No, just ski. Yeah, I tried snowboarding a couple times. It wasn't my jam. But,
right.
So I've been on skis since I was like 10 and, yeah, kept on
going. Nice.
What about cross-country skiing? Is that something you do?
There's no lift involved, so no, I'm just kidding. Actually, I like snowshoeing. So,
Yeah,
if I have a choice between cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, I'll take the snowshoeing any day.
For sure. So.
Yeah, that is something I've never done. There's been a few times because I'll hike through the snow. But typically I'm thinking, okay, it's not going to be, you know, I'm going to be somewhere where it's not real deep. But once in a while, I'll catch myself wishing, because I get myself into a spot and I'll see the tracks of somebody that went through there with the snowshoes. And I thought, oh, they are so smart. Why didn't I have snowshoes?
Right.
No, and that's the cool thing is right below the ski park, too, we have the Nordic Center. So they actually groom out Nordic trails. And I think they have, I can't remember the exact number of trails they have at this point. But
right.
They have some really cool cross-country trails out there.
Right. So. Yeah, it's something that I don't hear a whole lot about it as much as I used to back in the day. But I know there's a lot of people that still do that. And, you know, it's got to be something very enjoyable. It's sort of like hiking, I would imagine, you know. And so, again, something I'm like you. I like getting on the lift and going down the hill. Even though I haven't skied in a while, I never have snowboarded. But I love snow skiing, love being out there. I love just at times riding the lift and just looking, especially on a really nice day, and you just look at the mountains and the terrain. And there at Mount Shasta Ski Park is just an absolutely gorgeous place to do it.
No, especially with the new lift, too, with the Grey Butte lift, the new terrain up there and the views and the runs that they did a really good job.
Right, right. And so now we were talking during the break a little bit about a pass. Jennifer, what was that?
Oh, yeah. I was asking about the Towns and Trails Pass. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we worked with a company called Bandwango, and it actually takes place on your phone. And what it is the Towns and Trails Pass was throughout Siskiyou, and you check into different places. And the more places you check into, the more points you get. The more points you get, then you can get prizes.
It's like a game.
Yeah, it's like a game,
no
but you have to actually go places to get there, right?
Right.
So you can't
this is
just
so
do
cool.
it. So that one we just closed, and so we actually just launched the Volcanic Legacy Byway Pass, and that one actually goes through three different counties, but it's goes from Lassen all the way up to Crater Lake,
and you
check into all the different places, and then you get, if you check in to, I want to say 80% of those places, you get entered in a grand sweepstakes that would give you a two-night stay at each one of those destinations.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing.
So, wow, and so they can get that information on the website then?
Yes, right now it's active.
Now, what about Medicine Lake? Is that part of it?
As in one of the check-ins, I think not on that pass specifically, just because we had to deal with, you know, we're looking at right on that byway, and then two, we're dealing with weather and things like that.
Sure, sure, and it's off of the beaten path, so to speak. But I was it was interesting for me to discover when I learned that Medicine Lake is like a volcano, isn't it? I've heard of Medicine Lake for years and have been there. And I just wasn't fully aware of that, but it's also a beautiful destination there in Siskiyou County.
Yes, yeah, several individuals that I used to work with at the ski park, they have cabins out there.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, oh, so. Nice, Nice. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful area. Now, one of the things that I've done, it's been some years since I've done it, is I've done a lot of hunting in Siskiyou County. So you get a lot of deer hunters in that area. Is that
deer
right?
Hunting, fishing, duck hunting, turkey hunting. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. hunting and fishing is a big piece of it. In fact, everybody's fishing. Getting ready to go. We're getting
yes.
close to bow season here.
Yes. Yes.
One of my best friends is a bow hunter, and, yeah, he's getting ready to rock and roll.
Getting ready to go, huh? Probably shooting at those targets right now.
Oh, yeah.
The woman in front of me at the grocery store yesterday, she said she was buying a bunch of food to send to with her husband to go hunting, and there was so much. I was like, how long are they going to be out there? She said, oh, they go for like 10 days or something.
Wow.
People spend some time out there doing their hunting.
Yes, yeah. I think I mentioned I lived in Burney for 5 years, and one of the things that was really interesting to me was that the kids in that area, they start learning how to shoot when they are really young. I'm talking, you know, 4 or 5 years old. You go to their carnival games, there's always a target shooting thing. Fanny and I were up there July 4th for the Burney Basin Days, and we went to this carnival that was at a church, and one of the games for the kids was shooting a crossbow
yes.
at target. Are the kids like that in the Mount
oh, yes,
Shasta area?
Sure.
I mean,
yes,
they grow
yeah,
up with, absolutely. You know, hunting and things along that line, you know, and so I grew up that way, but a lot of my friends and the people I was around didn't do that, you
no,
know.
No, it's just a way of life up there.
Right.
And yeah. things, so.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I helped coach football at Burney High School 1 year. And we were coming up on a game on a Friday, and there were several of the boys. They weren't going to be there for the game. And I thought, well, what's going on? But it was no big deal for the coach because they were going deer hunting.
Oh, no. I actually coached football up there for 10 years. I was at Dunsmuir for 6 and Mount Shasta for 4. And that's definitely something that comes up around football
yeah,
season.
It's like, man, so. if I would have done that when I was going to high school, I would have got benched or I would something bad would have happened. But up in Burney and in these
their
areas,
way of life.
it's like, yeah, they're, you know, deer season starts tomorrow, so they've got to go. They can't be there.
They're going to be missing practice.
And so we talked a little bit about, you know, some of the favorite winter sports, which are skiing. We talked about cross-country skiing, snowshoeing. Are there any other winter sports up there?
Skating.
Oh, ice skating. They used to have an ice skating rink in Mount
They
Shasta.
Still do, yeah.
They
Mount
still
Shasta.
Do.
Yeah, right down, right at Shasta's Park, and that's open, yeah, for the whole winter. And
okay.
that's actually a really popular location, ice fishing. There's people that ice fish and,
right.
and things.
Out there on Castle Lake.
Yep. And then, I mean, when we're talking skiing, we've got two different types of skiing, too, right? You have
right.
the lift service skiing, but another big piece of it is the backcountry skiing. So, I mean,
okay.
Backcountry skiing is one of the staples. On the mountain itself, plus the eddies.
Yeah, so the backcountry skiing, is that where you hike to a location and then ski back?
Correct, yeah.
Right.
You skin up and put skins on your skis, which are like a traction device, and then you
oh,
hike up so far, and then
oh,
you ski down,
awesome.
And then do it again.
Right.
Cool.
That sounds fun, but it'd be more fun if you got, you know, to your destination by a helicopter.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be a better way, Jason.
And so, hey, anything else that maybe we didn't touch on or we missed when it comes to outdoor recreation in Siskiyou County?
No, I'd just say Siskiyou County is one of the great places to come for outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
And we have such a variety. I mean, the other topic that we didn't talk about is some of the best whitewater rafting on the Klamath River and things. So, I mean, that's another piece of it, too. You know, go out of Wairika and get some whitewater rafting and some of the best rapids around.
Nice,
absolutely.
Nice. Was some of your campers,
yes,
Jennifer, they did some rafting. What river was that on?
That is the Klamath.
On
yeah,
the Klamath.
We knew exactly
Klamath.
What he's talking about. Oh, yeah.
Rock climbing, another one. Rock climbing there
yes.
Up out of the Castle Craigs.
Yeah. Do you know somebody that heads that rock climbing stuff up?
I can probably find somebody.
Get me in contact. I want to do a program on rock climbing.
Okay.
Because
be
I
so
know
cool.
it's a popular sport and things that people do. Well, Jason, thank you so much for being on the program. It was great having you here. It kind of took us a while before we could put it all together to have you come. But Siskiyou County is just a beautiful area just north of where we're at here. Lots of recreational opportunities. We appreciate what you do, and especially with the website, which, again, can you tell me what that is?
DiscoverSiskiyou.com.
DiscoverSiskiyou.com. All right. So thank you for being on the program tonight.
No, thank you for having me.
All right. So, Jennifer, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything outdoors?
Yes, I am going to spend even more time walking my wonderful puppy outside.
Oh, nice.
It would be really cool if I could take him somewhere, maybe to some of these places we talked about.
Yes.
That's definitely in my future. You guys get me thinking about that sort of a thing. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, get your puppy, puppers. Puppers Rue.
Yeah.
Puppers Rue. Yeah.
By like
next week, I'm expecting an actual name.
I know. He's the best.
Yeah, but get him out there. I started Janie off at 9 weeks old. We did our first hike up there in Bernie in the snow. I put a little coat on her,
that's the cutest.
And I had that little front pack. And so I had to carry her sometimes, and she would fall asleep. But ever since then, she has absolutely loved it. Fanny and I are really wanting to get back out in the kayaks and do some fishing.
Ooh.
You know, and maybe at least do some kayaking, and maybe we'll get up there to Lake Siskiyou or Castle Lake. I haven't taken her up there yet, and that is a beautiful lake to go kayaking on. And so that would be fun. Hey, next week we have Nikalin Riaza, I don't know. Do you know how to say his name?
You know what? We're going to find out.
Yeah, I know his first name is Nick Galen.
Yes, he's an outdoor enthusiast and heads up Stones and Streams. He organizes faith-based outdoor guided trips.
All right. Hey, thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Like a new moon rising fierce through the rain and lightning wandering out in...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.